You are listening to Within the Light podcast, where we enter deep portals of the mind through conscious conversations and authenticity. I'm your host, Ashley Mozell. On today's episode, we look into certain mentors or facilitators we may or may not have had throughout our lives, why these people have had such an influence or impact on us, and how these two bridge together to bring us back to our ultimate and master teacher, ourselves. If we think throughout our lives about somebody that maybe has been a mighty leader to us, or a mentor, or a guru, or a healer, a shaman, doctor, whatever you consider to be something that would be a role model to you, someone that has really helped and guided you in some way, shape, or form. And if you imagine this person, how do you feel? I mean, it doesn't necessarily have to be a person. It could be something that you read, something that you go back to read, something that you go back to watch, something that you go back to kind of guide you or help you throughout something that you're going through or whatnot. And when we think about this person, let's say, or this thing, it might bring some type of calmness. It might bring about, you know, a warm hug, something of that sort, something that makes you feel better in that moment, whether you could call on them. It could be a friend even. Maybe it's something that you still call on or someone. But in that, you start to realize that there's this kind of connection piece that connects you back to you. And if I think about my own personal mentors or leaders throughout my life, it starts with, you know, for me, it was my parents. You know, my parents guided me a lot, separately and together. And I feel when you look at that as, you know, kind of the starting point for a lot of people, maybe it's their grandparents, maybe it's an aunt, maybe it's a step-parent, maybe it's an adopted parent, maybe it's a neighbor, maybe it was your nanny, maybe it was your cousin. For me, I have a lot of teachers, absolutely. But what I've realized over the years is that all of these teachers come back to the same common thing, which is myself, my connection to them, and my connection back to myself through them. And when we think about this idea of being a mere reflector of what your life has become, you think of maybe people in your life or experiences that you have had, but those are all literally a reflection of who you are. So everything is a mirror of what you are reflecting back. And throughout your life, you go through all of these phases and you meet all these people, and maybe you look to new people and you find new teachers and leaders and healers and things of that nature that really guide you and help you throughout your life and facilitate that. Whatever you're needing in that moment, whatever that is, that you would fill in the blank there. And so for me, a few of my mentors, like I said, have been starting with my parents and, you know, my brother, my sister, my cousins, my grandparents, my aunts, my uncles. I mean, my entire family, of course, have had a lot of influence on me. I say, of course, meaning I've just was really close to them growing up. And in high school, it was really difficult for me, but I did have an English teacher that I really looked up to. And then coming through into more of my spiritual side of myself, I really looked up to Osho and Alan Watts and Teal Swan, people of that nature, people that were showing a lot of healing. I loved the Gerson Institute. I looked a lot into that and their healing capabilities, and found myself within all of that as well. Ram Dass. And then I found Goenka, who really sticks in my head a lot because of his, you know, just feelings of sensations and impermanence in life. And I think you find these people and they give you this guidance, point being. And they're there to facilitate and to help you find that guidance and that light within yourself to help you facilitate in the future on your own. So they're not there necessarily to be a permanent thing. Sometimes they come in and out of your lives just to show you some little piece of the puzzle that you needed. And then you'll never forget that. But you just see it within yourself. Like, that's what I'm trying to get at. Like, you really just find it so that you can come back to who you truly are within all of this. And I think when we find these leaders that help us, they're not our gods, because we have our own connection to that source. So these people, they're just here to, again, help, guide, facilitate, heal, fill in the blank. Help you believe in yourself. This could be a therapist. This could be a doctor. This, you know, like I said, that you just fill in whatever that facilitator or leader or teacher has been to you. It could be your karate teacher. It could have been your math teacher in high school. I mean, it's literally endless. Your music teacher. But ultimately, the point is that they are bringing you back to yourself. And they're helping you get back to this idea of who you are. They're facilitating that for you. And I say that a lot just because it's not something that you should absolutely and ultimately rely on. And so, you know, for me, 2020 was difficult, obviously, for all of us in some way. And I think we did really go to our leaders or entrust ourselves to the leaders that were helping us or the guidance that we needed within, you know, all of the chaos. And for me, some of my leaders in terms of guidance in 2020, in terms of yoga, were Ashley Albrand, Megan Curry, Rachel Braithen, and my amazing friend Krista. There was a lot of virtual yoga going on and connection there that was so beautiful. And I found a lot of guidance through these specific people and through meditation as well. So my amazing friend Jack and Goenka was always in my head. And Sahara Rose is such a beautiful teacher, and just finding your dharma and your purpose. Joe Dispenza, Alan Watts, always on my mind. Ram Dass, also too, very much there and present. So I think, like, again, you find these people that really, really you can go back to, and maybe it's music for you, or maybe it's, you know, just going to this place, but ultimately, these leaders that, you know, guide you, or these teachers that you find comfort in, again, are just bringing you back to yourself. So they're bringing you back to that feeling that you find comfort in within yourself. And you're coming back to that every time. And everything is you. You are the universe reflecting back. You are the light. So if you look at it through these lenses of your experiences are for you, and you're facilitating them. You're allowing that in, that whatever you are allowing into your reality to help you, to guide you. So sometimes you have to be careful with that. You have to protect your energy and realize your own purpose within that all. And when you find whatever you need, then you can kind of let that go, and not having that reliance and knowing that, again, it was just for you to come back to you. That's all you needed to help guide you within that. And you're also allowing the right amount of guidance from that external, because you know that the internal is where we heal. Like, deep down, that is what it is. It's the healing happens within. So you have to kind of come to that place on your own eventually. These leaders, again, are here to help and guide you. But at the end of the day, it's all about your own guidance, your own leading, your own leadership within yourself. that will be the ultimate facilitation. You create your own reality and you create the momentum within that, within your life, the momentum that keeps it going, and the company that you keep, the words that you use, what you keep in your mind, the thoughts that you have within your mind. These are all these pieces that create, of course, your own reality. So if you're realizing that and you're understanding that, you know that if I go to these teachers, if I go to this, say, tarot deck, if I go to this crystal or this tarot deck or this healer is a facilitator, this guru, facilitator. This isn't somebody that is going to be, or something that is going to be a reliant all the time. This is something that I'm going to go to when I just need a little bit of assistance or maybe a lot of assistance. And then I understand that I'm connecting back in with myself and my internal connection to source, my internal connection to God, whatever that is again to you. So if we think about it in these terms, we know that we are our greatest teacher. We are our greatest healer. We are our greatest guru. We are our greatest facilitator. We're our own shaman. We are our own leader. I say leader, because we take the ownership. We take the ownership of our life. We're leading the way. And so if we're making these decisions to bring in this facilitation, we're doing it consciously. And we're knowing going in that this is impermanent. This is the only permanent is me and knowing that this will help guide me throughout my life. That's the only permanent. And allowing that facilitation over that reliance, taking what you need and then letting that integrate. And then relying on yourself first to help that facilitation. Learning to trust your mind, body, and soul as a whole, as a separate, as a different consciousness separately, like looking at them all separately, but again, one and the same. They're all connected, and you're all connected back within to yourself, to your internal source, your internal healer that is always there for you, regardless. Coming back to your breath, that's your constant. Going back to your breath, nature, that's your constant. These are your constants in life that you can always come back to yourself. Finding that place within that sometimes might feel a little bit scary, but going there and just sitting with that consciousness. Go sitting in nature, sitting with the sun. Let the sun shine on your face. Go sit with some water. Go sit with a water fountain. Anything that just helps you feel connected to the element. That will connect you back to your internal teacher. And also just realizing that, you know, throughout these journeys that you have, these are tools that you're bringing in. Again, you're creating your reality. You're the one bringing in these tools. So being conscious of that, being conscious of the time you're bringing them in and the reliance that you have, maybe the obsession that you might be getting when you actually need them. Looking at it as when you, okay, I'm going to draw a card, let's say. And when I draw this card, like, what is my intention behind this? Am I going to draw a card every day? Or am I going to draw a card when I actually need that facilitation? Am I going to set maybe my year of intentions with a card reading and this is going to be my intention here? Or am I going to always go to my card deck when I need an answer to a question? It could be as simple as that, and realizing that in itself can become an obsession. Relying more on, again, those constants. And maybe inconstants, but just working with cycles. Things that you know are always there for you. Maybe it's the lunar cycle. Maybe it's words of affirmation that you use every day. Or sitting with yourself in prayer. Or sitting with yourself in meditation. These are the type of constants that, you know, maybe you could utilize instead of the external things, things that you go back within. Sometimes it's letting go of the comforts and connections that no longer ignite us. and we just feel like we need them. And we go back to them and back to them and back to them, and we're not getting the answers we need, let's say. And we keep going, let's say, drawing a card or going back to the same person or trying to facilitate something that just isn't working. And these are the moments, I guess, that I'm talking about within all of that, is these moments that you just might be very confused about why something isn't working. And you just go back to the drawing board, or, like, again, use it over and over again. And then you realize that the answers are just within your own consciousness. And you have to find that within. Find those answers that you need, and find that facilitation that happens within, and the guidance that happens in, and the light that happens within. Because you are your own person that has that guidance. You are your own person. So, in other words, every single facilitator out there can only facilitate so much to you, because you know what you need. And when you trust yourself, mind, body, and soul, that's when you will start to feel the answers coming through signs, through affirmations, through feelings. That's when things will start to feel like a flow is happening. These are the moments. Finding out what truly works and honoring that, regardless. Finding these moments. Because you know, it'll light your whole entire being up. And you'll feel it as if you're a light being again. You just feel like you're on fire. And you'll find that. Give yourself that credit. Of course, these beautiful people are all here to help us for good reasons, with great intentions. Beautiful intentions. But at the end of the day, you're that person. You're your teacher. You're your guru. You're your leader. You're your healer. You're your shaman. You're your master of reality. And so understand that no matter what, and come back to that. Step into that badassery. Step into that power. So, I would love to end this conversation with a lyric from Little Dragon, and that is, "You magnify the universe." Thank you so much for listening. Until we meet again, have a blessed day.